I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project where friends and loved ones interview each other. Here, Robin Hereford asks her husband Chip Hereford to talk about his childhood and his father, Willie Lloyd Hereford Jr.
Well, my father was born in Kansas, as was I, and both my father and grandfather graduated from the University of Kansas. After graduation, my father did a brief stint in the Army, and when he came out, he began working for Harry Truman at the Harry Truman Library. He was an archivist there.
Did you get to go to work with him?
Yep,
what was
yep.
his job like?
I actually have a picture, or had a picture, sitting on President Truman's lap.
You on President Truman's lap.
President Truman's lap. But yeah, went to work with him from time to time. Not a whole lot because I was a little person. But in 1968, we moved to Atlanta shortly after Martin Luther King was killed. Upon his death, the Ford Foundation commissioned a library to be built. So my dad moved to Atlanta to help start the Martin Luther King Memorial Library, which is now the Martin Luther King Center for Social Change. And we stayed there from 68 until 71, when he became the first professor and administrator that was African American at a university or college in the state of South Carolina that was predominantly white. So he came to the University of South Carolina.
So a lot of firsts. Your family did a lot of the first African-American of very various jobs. So you were how old then when you moved to Columbia?
We moved in the middle of the year. I was 9 years old.
Okay. And you served as a page at the South Carolina State House at a pretty young age. This was unusual for a young black man at that time. It was almost 40 years ago, right? What kinds of barriers did you have to break through? What kind of restrictions did you encounter as a young black page?
Well, I worked for a gentleman named Senator Marion Gressett. Senator Gressett was the president of the South Carolina State Senate and has served for many, many years. And he determined that I was the best candidate to become the chief page of the South Carolina State Senate.
And how old were you then?
At 17.
Okay. And normal?
No, I became a page at 16. Most of the chief pages were law students, 21, 22, 23.
Okay.
But I became chief page at 17. But that didn't mean that everything was good or equal. I had assistant chief pages, and if I wanted to convey instructions to any of the female white pages, I had to do it through one of the assistants. I was not allowed to give direct orders to white females at that time.
Okay, so mathematically, that would be like almost 1980.
79, 80.
Right. And at that time, you weren't allowed to speak directly to a young woman.
I could speak to her, but I couldn't
give her instructions. And there were places you were restricted from going?
Yes, there was a private club that was across the street from the State House. And one of the perks that came generally with being the chief page or assistant chief page is you were given permission to take meals there. And that opportunity was never extended to me.
Because you were black.
Because I was black.
In 1979-80.
Yeah.
Chip and Robin Hereford from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.